USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get, or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. If approved, a ratification vote by Hollywood writers will take place. Only then will the strike be officially over. Although not disclosing specifics, WGA sent an email yesterday to its roughly 11,000 members with news of the tentative deal, saying the agreement is, quote, exceptional, end quote. A Washington, D.C. lawmaker says President Biden's open border policy is to increase votes for Democrats in future elections. Corey Myers explains.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Musician Usher will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
All eyes are on Washington lawmakers. If both sides of the aisle don't come to some sort of agreement to fund the government by Saturday, many government services will close down.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Congressman Dan Kilby of Michigan says McCarthy simply needs to compromise.
Why Speaker McCarthy can't just take a page out of recent history and realize that it takes compromise. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans to do the final deal. Let's just do it now.
I'm Corey Myers.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons apologized yesterday for recognizing and celebrating a man who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II. Just after Ukrainian President Zelensky delivered an address in the House of Commons on Friday, Canadian lawmaker gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hanka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Hunka as a war hero who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. That division was also known as the Waffen-SS Galactic Division, which fought for the Nazis as its paramilitary arm. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled against Special Counsel Jack Smith's request for Representative Scott Perry's phone records. The court concluded it's a breach under the Constitution's speech and debate clause. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.